Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, this is St. James, and you're listening to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for interesting topics and awesome music. Now, back to the show.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Cotton Campbell, and I think I have my co-host on here with me. So let's just see who I got today. 915, your mic is open.
Hey, 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 it's Lady J.
Hey, Lady J. I'm so happy you're on your little thing. Hey. Yes. Yes, that's Lady Justice, y'all. Lady J. You know, Lady J in the building.
Up in the house,
y'all. She always sounds just as excited as I do. I think we're over the top people. That's why we best friends.
That's
why.
We
can't help it.
We can't help it. And we're not
going to
stop it.
We have two more hosts that we're waiting to come on to the show. But in the meantime, let's find out what Lady J's been up to since the last time we were all on the call.
Woo, let's see, girl. I'm all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man, that's going to be a whole nother show, huh?
Yes.
We're going to, yeah, it's that's gonna, another show.
It's going to be some sex.
We would have to. That'd be a whole topic called the Lady J.
It would have to be.
Memoirs of Lady J.
Today we just gonna play it safe and say my baby girl is back in school and I'm so proud of how she is responding to her new environment. I am just excited.
Oh, congratulations to her. I saw her little backpack, her little popping backpack.
That's my poppin' queen.
Popping it, popping it.
I told you the best thing to do to keep your stress down. Keep your stress down. When you get nervous, mess with your backpack. Play with your water bottle. You don't have to be stressed.
We all need one of those, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
We all need one of those.
Did you see those books I posted?
I did not see the books you posted.
Okay, so there's this collection of books that are real inspirational. It's a collection of inspiring stories about courage, friendship, inner strength, and self-confidence.
Uh-huh.
And I purchased one of those books for her because I feel like if you're reading something of substance, then you're probably going to catch on to the reading. Because it's going to be something that you can relate to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So in this in this, the title of this book I bought her is You Are an Amazing Girl.
Okay.
And some of it goes like
every,
that.
I think
hello.
Every kid needs it.
See? Yep,
every
it's, I think they do. This is what the back reads. Hello. Do you know that you are a wonderful girl? You are very special. You are the only you there is in the entire world, and that's out of billions of people. You are smart, funny, courageous, and unique, which is something you should always remember. You bring an amazing light to this world that no one else can bring, and only you know how to shine. Come on.
Okay.
Your babies need to know that.
Absolutely.
They need to know that. There are struggles in this world. We all have them, but we all also get through them. Differently, but we get through them. We're not alone.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So
very true.
She went from crying because she had to. I was making her read every single night with me to enjoying it. Last night, she was so excited about reading this book, I could have rolled over. I wanted to cry.
Aww. We're so mushy.
I know. It's important, these babies. It's important for them to feel loved. It's important for them to feel encouraged. It's important for them to have good self-confidence.
Yeah, it's definitely important. I think that's one of the things that I didn't want especially my daughters to not have confidence. So one of the things that I made sure that I did is taught them how much I love them. You know, we still do that to this day. We could have just seen each other 5 minutes ago, but if we're on the phone, it's I love you too. You know, you're so beautiful. You're absolutely beautiful. This is a kicker. By the time my oldest daughter turned, I want to say she had to be like 12 or 13 maybe. She might even been 14. She had gotten to the point where she said, Mom, you tell me I'm beautiful all the time. You're my mom. You're supposed to tell me that. She said, but I want to hear it from a boy. I said, what? I was blown back by that. But she was being honest. She was saying, I want to hear it from a boy like all the other girls hear it from, you know, other boys. I don't want to just hear it from my parents because my parents going to say that I'm beautiful anyway because I'm your kid. Now, I said, no, if you wasn't cute, I wouldn't say nothing.
Please. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to fake it. No, baby. You are a perfect.
Like, baby, you know how Big Mama used to do back in the day. Baby, you'll grow into it. You'll grow into it.
Yes, girl. Yes.
That sounds crazy. Okay, we have our other co-host on the line. 384. Is this Miss Lucy?
Good evening, ladies. It's Lucy. How's everyone feeling tonight?
We're good, Missy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I'm really happy to be here this evening. Thank you for having me again.
I'm glad you were able to join us. Yeah, so.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hey, Lucy Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I love you guys.
She's so extra.
Girl, I'm going to need you to bring that and up like 10 more optics or something.
Right? Like me and Lady Justice over here on 10.
Like, I feel like I'm on some kind of drug or something and I'm just high.
I'm
right.
Good.
And
I'm really glad to be here. No matter what I love about you, you always keep it positive.
I'm sitting here drinking Crystal Light.
Crystal Light.
Yeah, that's my high right now. I'm crystal lighting it out.
You want to know what I'm on?
Juice.
You want to know what Jay's on?
Chocolate
almonds. I'm on milk and cookies. Milk and cookies. Oreos in my kitchen. I had some milk and cookies because him down there.
I cannot pass it out with her. I cannot. That's too funny.
I miss you guys too.
Yes, I miss y'all ladies. I miss y'all so much. I was just talking to JJ, our buddy JJ, the other day, and I was like, man, I miss y'all. My life is different being out here in Cali because I'm pretty just, I don't really talk to people out here. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not really, I'm social, but I just don't let people get close to me out here because I'd have been burned by Californians way too much, you know. Kansas City people ain't that great, but they better than Californians. So.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with keeping a small circle. Too many friends can't equal to too many problems.
All the time.
Always.
All the time. Too many family members equal that.
There's a difference between, you know, being associated with someone or having an association to someone, but to actually call someone a friend, I mean, those, you know, you keep, you know, that doesn't, it's not a, you know, big issue if you have a small circle of friends. You know, I've never been the kind of person that always had a ton of friends, but I, you know, didn't have a ton of drama either with having a small group of friends.
And it depends on the type of friends, too, because I know a lot of people have a lot of friends, and, you know, they don't go through some of the stuff that I know I've gone through with just my small circle of friends. That's why I had to pull back from some of them. So even some of my family members, I had to pull back from them sometimes, like, okay, I'm going to need a break from you. Sometimes you need that break. But before we go any further, I have to do this. Because, you know, I love my best friend so much. So typically when you love your friends, you love what your friends love, or you at least love the people they love, or you care for the people they care for, right? So I have to give a big shout out, big happy birthday to Mr. Marshall. Somebody's husband's birthday that I missed yesterday. I was like, oh, shoot. So I was on there going ham, putting all them emojis on there.
You seen what he responded to you with, right?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm with a lighter.
He was like, well, he had me go back on Facebook so he could see if you responded to it. He was like, you doing all that click clank with glasses. Where the lighter at?
I was like, oh, that's right. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Happy birthday.
Right. He was all excited. He was like, dang, I just took up the whole page.
I was trying to find a bottle that said rum chata on it. Because that, rum chata.
A drink.
A bottle that said
rum chata.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever had rum chata?
No, I'm not. It sounds familiar, but I think that if I had it, I would know that I've had it, and I don't think I've had it.
It's kind of like
what is it? Is it like liquor, coffee?
Yeah, it's like a milky type of a cinnamon. Yeah, it's really good.
Kahlua,
but alcohol in it.
Yeah, like that.
It's like a Kahlua, Lady J.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I cannot mix those two things together, like alcohol and caffeine or coffee. Mm-mm.
Well,
no.
Coffee. It's not like coffee. It doesn't have caffeine. It's just a different type of a flavor. Like it's milky with cinnamon, and it don't have no caffeine.
Oh, okay. So I can't do good with those. Like, but it doesn't do
but
well.
It is good. It is very good. Like, I'm like,
it sounds dangerous.
Good.
It has like a dangerous name. Rocata. Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Rumchata. Actually, because it's...
Yeah,
it
sounds like a fruit that you would find in like the... In some type of poisonous fruit that you would find in the jungle. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, my Lord. Well, this isn't that. It's actually very smooth, and you can sip it. Like, it's one of those drinks you can sip, take your time drinking it. I wouldn't recommend, like, yeah. It's not a hard liquor, because I'm not a hard liquor drinker. So, you know, I can't do it
either.
You know, I'm a wine person. So, I believe we have our other host on the line. Let's bring her in. 715, Patricia B.
Hey, ladies. Hello.
Hey,
Patricia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry I'm late.
We're
How's
in.
Everyone doing? I was listening.
We're good. It's nice to hear your voice.
I know. It's nice to be heard.
I'm like, we're all here now. I wanted to wait till we all got in so that we could speak on the topic at hand, and that is, keeping faith. And that's in all aspects. So it's not in one particular area of keeping safe. Like, you know, we talk about COVID. People have talked about COVID to death. And I don't know with that particular situation if there's a really secure, I don't think there's anything that's 100% at all. So I'm just going to say that. I think it's just you do your best to try to keep yourself safe from COVID, just like you do with a cold, just like you do with the flu, just like you do with any type of something that can be carried through the air type of illness. So, but one of the things that I wanted to bring to the table was keeping safe, being safe at night, and if you're a woman alone, being safe, if you live alone, being safe, those types of things. There are ways that you can at least attempt to do that. And one of those things is if you, it says to do your best to look for an apartment that's in a safe neighborhood, maybe has security gates, security cameras, and things like that. That's one of the biggest things you want to definitely look for. Communicate with your landlord or your property manager. And I think I do this when I travel, because I travel a lot by myself. So when I travel, I call and I let as many people know as possible. I post on social media, this is where I am in this moment. So if something happens or you're not sure where I am or you don't hear from me, this is where I was the last time I posted. Like, I do stuff like that for safety reasons because I don't carry a gun. I do carry a mace, and I do carry a taser. I do carry both of those things. So what do you ladies think about, or what ideas that you may have about some other ways of keeping safe in any area of today's society?
Well, this is, go ahead, Patricia.
So me personally, I agree with all those options that you said. I myself do carry mace. Thanks to my mom, she didn't really play about safety growing up. She was always on me about watching my surroundings, especially when I'm getting out the car, carrying a purse. And it even got to the point where, you know, the big purse days where you'd have a big old bag and it was always some things about, you know, somebody coming up and, you know, trying to rob a woman or take her bag. And it got to the point where she was even like, you know, downsize and carry a wristlet or, you know, carry something small so that you won't attract, you know, that attention, you know, to yourself. But at one point in time I was carrying a small pocket knife. I'm not carrying it now, but definitely just being aware of your surroundings and, like you said, communicating, you know, letting somebody know where you're at is the biggest thing, is just being aware, you know, for me. But I like the idea of, you know, women carrying tasers and it maybe even getting some self-defense classes or, you know, getting some type of training, you know, that would definitely, you know, help you be more alert. And if something was to happen, God forbid, you will be ready for action in an effective way.
Yep, absolutely. Some self-defense classes, I agree. Anyone else?
Yeah, I completely agree with everything that Patricia said. I second that. Like, just in my situation, you know, personally, I raised three daughters, and, you know, just in raising, you know, my husband and I raising the girls, I always taught them to be aware of their surroundings and to be self-aware everywhere you go, because I just feel like there's no safe place. I think that to think that is to think naive. You know, I think that in every situation, you know, you can find yourself in a situation where it's unpredictable. You know, life is just unpredictable. And so just to always be aware of your surroundings, I have bought tasers. My sisters have bought tasers for my daughters, for themselves. And, you know, like Patricia said, just, you know, be aware. And the self-defense classes, like, that's just, I think everyone should go to self-defense classes. You know, whether you're a man or a woman, I think that it's just good discipline and good training for, you know, anyone to be able to know whether you're in a parking garage and you need to protect yourself, or walking out of a store and need to protect yourself, you know. So, yeah, all of my girls had mace, all of them, tasers, mace, you know, and if they chose to carry a gun for a concealed carry weapon, I would support that too. I just support safety in general.
I know one of our listeners said posting on social media is an excellent idea. It's a great tracking mechanism. And just so that we're clear, when I say post on social media, I don't always give the exact location, because that can be a little dangerous too. So don't do that. I'm not saying do that. But at least give the vicinity of which you're in, so that if something happens, people know exactly where you are. Like, especially when I'm, if you're driving through, like when I'm driving through from state across state, I post the city that I'm in. Like, I'm in this city right here, you know. Sometimes your phone doesn't always pick up the exact location, but it can pick up the roundabout location. So that's why sometimes I resort to social media. Lady Justice, did you have any?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I love everything that you guys said, and everybody knows that safety is one of those things that is near and dear to my heart because of what happened to my mother. So I always practice safety. And what I will say to everyone is, you may have a weapon, but if it's in your purse, how good is that weapon for you?
Yeah.
As women, we have several places to put weapons. We put money in our brassieres.
Yep.
So if somebody takes your purse from you, or they get in your car, you still have something on your person, right? If they kidnap you and somewhere, you still have something on your person. I don't care if it's something, pen or a pencil, because you can do some damage with a pen or a pencil.
I agree with that.
I agree with that one.
So make sure that you keep stuff on your person. The hell with a person. Because if your person too late, that person's already plotted and gamed on you.
Mm-hmm.
So step up. Step it up with our babies and these young ladies. Keep your stuff on your person.
Especially.
Got to get up in the morning and get on the bus. Dark. I see them out here at 6 o'clock in the morning. With big old book bags and all these things, you need something in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You need something in your hand, something on your purse.
Yeah,
true.
The same listener said that the 20-second rule, making sure you have your keys ready upon entry, or exit of your vehicle, not being distracted. And that's a very good point, because that's the other thing. Sometimes we're on our phones and we're talking, and
yes.
we're forgetting that we're moving around, because you cannot, like, if somebody walk up on you, because you're not paying attention. Like you said, be aware of your surroundings. They also say having a gun does not always guarantee your safety. As the lady said, there are several items you can keep on you as well. And so I will say this. One of the things that I have, that I have two items, as I stated. Neither one of those items look like what I just said they are. One's on my keychain, and one is disguised as something else. So you wouldn't know upon walking up on me that that's a weapon, because it is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. So I suggest, they have all types of things. You can buy lipstick that's disguised, that, you know, weapons that are disguised as lipsticks. You can get all types of, they have all other types of items. Phones, they look like phones, weapons that look like phones,
yeah,
that you can keep in your hand. If you're moving around at night by yourself, you want to make sure that you are practicing good safety measures. If you don't have somebody with you or somebody's not, I've never understood how if some of these men these days, if they know you're traveling by yourself and they know you got 15 minutes to get home and they don't pick up the phone and call and say, hey, did you make it home? Because sometimes a text ain't enough. Pick up the phone and call her to make sure she got it. Because what if she can't answer her? What if she can't respond to the text?
Uh-huh.
What if she's in a situation where she can't respond to the text? So there's safety measures for both sides. Like, if you're my friend, just make sure I got home okay. You know, I'm out
and
there.
My mom,
make sure I got, and vice versa.
She's big on that, because that's one thing that she ingrained in us. And even as an adult, she, you know, hey, we all leave from a function together and we're going our separate ways. You know, mom is calling. She's like, hey, did you make it home? And she'll call. Like, she might send a text along with the call, but she'll call and call and call to say, hey, did you make it home? And when I was younger, I'm just like, okay, you know, she's buzzing, da, 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 da. I'm grown. I know I can make it home. But now I understand that, and I appreciate that. So that is very, you know, big, you know, as far as, like, communicating and calling, checking on your people, you know, man or woman, but especially women, because we tend to be more vulnerable, you know, like you all just said, with the distractions. And to piggyback off what was said about the being distracted on the phone, you know, having your keys ready, you know, downsizing. What if you going in the store to buy a few things, you don't need to carry that big old purse. You know, put that purse in the trunk, lock it up, and take care of your business.
Yeah.
And get to where you need to be in a timely manner. And, you know, just do what you got to do.
Yeah. We have a caller with their hand up. Caller 678, state your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
This is Michael Gay. How you doing?
Well, hey, Michael.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. I'm really enjoying this conversation. And everybody's on point. One thing that I look at, though, is not making yourself a target. I've watched some videos, and, you know, the times of people that jump out the car, run in the store real quick, leaving the car running. Wintertime is coming. That getting up in the morning to warm up the car, you know, those are dangerous times too. You know, those are times that, you know, there's guys out there. They know that people are getting up, or particularly women are getting up, and some of them kind of like sit back and watch your routine. So when you say watch your surroundings, look and see. Possibly this certain vehicle seems to be driving by your house quite frequently. You know what I mean? Those are the things that perpetrators do. And you know, a lot of people are not really paying attention to that. So, but I like what Lady Justice says. You have other things to put your possible weapons other than your purse, you know, and the guy wouldn't even think of that. But, yeah, got to be really careful. Really careful, because the way things are going today, I mean, it's really sad, the extent that people are going and the harm that they're doing to folks. But I like this conversation. And by the way, when you were saying Rum Chaka, I went to school with her. Yeah, we graduated in 1980, so thought I just mentioned it.
Rum Chaka.
That's funny, Rum Chaka. Rum Chaka.
Ever since I let that friend taste that, she's been drinking it ever since.
But look, so Patricia and Lucy, I don't think you guys have met Michael Gay. Michael is the owner of the network, and he is the owner of TMGS, the other show that I am on. So that is who you're talking to right now. So I'm so glad I'm finally able to introduce you guys to Michael
Gay.
Yes.
It is a pleasure, Mr. Gay, to meet you. Thank you for this platform.
Yes, I'm glad I caught all of you on the air. So I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the conversation. Yeah, I'm just going to sit back and listen and enjoy the conversation. But thanks for joining the network, and I look forward to hearing more.
All right, thank you.
So one of the other things that they talk about being safe at night is pay attention to your drink at bars, parties, and even when you're on a date. So just because you know the person don't mean they won't roofie you.
That's right.
No, that's right. That's a big one.
Did you ladies read that story where the people met on some dating site and then they decided to meet up and then the young lady ended up dead?
Yes, that's such a sad story. So horrible.
That's happened more than once. That's happened quite a few times over the course of a few years.
It has.
I understand the gentleman wasn't even, he's not even the whole story is just so odd. And I guess they're making it seem like it was accidental, or I don't know, but it's really eerie, for sure.
Well, I don't know which one you're talking about, but the one that I saw recently was him getting on the elevator with her. Is that the same story?
I think so.
So he got on the elevator with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he comes back to the elevator, he's by himself. Then he goes to the store and gets a suitcase. Then he goes to another store and he gets rope and tape and all of that stuff. And then he comes back to the elevator and her body is actually in the suitcase. He had folded her body up in a fetal position and put her in the suitcase and dumped the suitcase.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't heard about that.
This was something recent that I just saw on social media, and it just broke my heart because I said, that's crazy. When are these ladies going to – because this is his place, mind you. This ain't her place. This is a hotel or his place or whatever it was. I think it was a hotel. But whatever it wasn't a place that she owned. It wasn't her surroundings. But for the fact that, you know, they show video of them hugging and, you know, he's hugged up on her and she's hugged up on him. And they're just, but this is only a matter of a couple of days or maybe even 24 hours that they're hanging out. So to say to anybody who's listening or who hears this, ladies, stop going to these men's places. You should. I don't care if you've been talking to them for months. You should be meeting them in public places when you meet them for the first time. There is no way that you should be going back to their place. They shouldn't be coming to your place. Get you a hotel room, and when y'all want to hang out in public. No, you can't come to my hotel room. You can't come to my hotel room. I don't know you like that at
no
all.
Hotel room.
Oh, and you got to even be careful with people that you, like some people you know, like, I don't know about you. Like, we pick up certain vibes.
Yeah.
You do. And vice versa for men. Men, the same thing for you guys.
if you get the feeling that you shouldn't be doing it, then you shouldn't probably do it. You know, if
at
you
all.
Get that feeling mm-hmm. that, right, you know what I'm saying? It's like you get that feeling that your antennas are going up, something's not right about this situation, something feels off about this guy, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Just you have to listen to your intuition. You have to listen to your intuition and just not be so, you know, ready to let your guard down. You know, this world is disguised, you know, there's a lot of bad things out here disguised to make look pretty. And you just have to be, you have to use your intuition. You just have to know that, you know, it's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong with having a good time, but it's not, you know, worth the price of your life.
Yes.
I agree.
Yep.
This is another good example of letting somebody know where you are all the time. My mother told mm-hmm. me some in your life should always know where you at. They should always know how you, what you do, what your normal routine is, because if you fall short of that, that person's going to know that something's not right. One person, I don't care who it is, whoever you're close to, let that one person in on all your business.
Yep, mm-hmm. Somebody you know you trust. One of our listeners said, as the gentleman stated, it is so crazy out here. You have groups of guys who sit in cars and vans, and they lie in wait on neighborhood blocks, watching habits and patterns of victims, especially women. I'm in the Midwest, Chicago. Watch leaving restaurants, bars, and shopping malls too. And that's an important thing too, because I've had those moments where I've had those eerie feelings where I see a van parked too close to me, too many cars parked close to me, and I know I parked far away. And I'm like, why is this car so all up right now? Now I'm watching my surroundings. I'm watching my surroundings because, okay, I'm by myself. Let me hit my alarm button, because you can do that too. If you have an alarm on your car, just hit the alarm button. I could be standing right next to it, and I'll hit that alarm button to alert anybody. And you know, people always look around, and be like, "Where's that alarm coming from?"
Right.
You know.
Right.
Make it hurt.
Yeah.
I agree.
And another thing, this is a big one, you know, and this is for, you know, everybody might not go out and might go to the clubs, because we did talk about, you know, the roofies and the drinking. So for those that are, you know, frequenting clubs and like to hang out in bars, the big thing is that you have to watch that drink, you know. And that's one thing that we were always taught. If you go to the restroom, you take it with you, or you don't leave that drink. I don't care if you're going to the dance floor. You don't leave that drink behind. If you sit there and finish it, or you're going to have to figure something out. But that's definitely one of the ways that you can be sitting there and you leave that drink for a second, and then you come back and take a sip of it. You're not even looking at it. You haven't paid attention to it. It could be fizzing up, and you're not even aware that something's been put in there, because you're having such a good time. You never leave it unattended. If you're going to be partaking, don't do that.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Because sometimes let me tell you it's slipping something in that drink.
Let me tell y'all how weird I am with that. I can leave a you know you have your water, you open it, you drink it, you sit it down, you know, in your car or whatever. I didn't see if somebody got in my car, so I don't. That water will not get drank, or I will use that open bottle for it to go into the radiator or something, or to wash my hands off. I'm not drinking the water. I'm not, because it's unattended. I didn't see the water. Like, no, I'm not drinking that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just how that is. And my kids say, Mom, you got all these bottles of water in your car. When you going to drink them? I'm not. I don't know who touched it. I don't know.
Yeah. Touch back on what Lady J said about, you know, always letting someone know where you are. You know, like I said, having the girls, they're always, you know, always just to be like, why do I have to tell you exactly where I'm going? I don't know exactly where I'm going, but it's just so important to at least have a, like you said, a destination or vicinity of an area that you're going to be in, going to one place to another, because it's just safe.
is your safe.
Yes, and I used to tell my kids the same thing. I said, I don't have to know exactly what you're doing, but I need to know exactly where you are, and I need to know who you're with. Because if something happens to you, I need to know who to come after to find out what happened to you and where you are, because somebody knows. You know, we have too many of these young girls that came up missing, and I'm not going to forget quite a few of them. That happened in Chicago area a few years back.
Yes.
And I can't remember the young lady's name, but the fact that she was in this hotel with all these cameras and nobody knows
Tanika
what happened
Jenkins.
To this young lady. Yes, thank
Tanika
you.
Jenkins. And that was one,
nobody
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, that was a big one for me. I followed that story, and it tugged in my heartstrings because she went there and also – before that, she had lied to her mother about what she was doing. She was supposed to be going to the movies. She wasn't even supposed to be going to that hotel party, and she was there with all those people. And you mean to tell me at the end of the night, she's walking through this hotel by herself, going through all this, they left her keys and all this, and she ends up dead downstairs in the basement in a freezer. That one was enough for me.
Man,
that was
too
much.
That hurt. It's
that
like she
deep.
Was one of our own children.
Yeah.
Like, wait, all these cameras and don't nobody know what happened to this young lady?
Yes.
That,
yeah. That really bugs me.
But your
Where
friend, because me and my friends, I wouldn't let my friends go off with somebody we didn't know. Nope, she came with me, she came with me. Where you going? Where
keyword,
you at? Like, we kept tabs on each other. Yeah, right. And so the fact
friends.
That none of her friends made sure that she was
friends.
Okay or stuck with her the whole time, like, I couldn't let my friend, and especially I know she's intoxicated, and I know she's had a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
No, friend, you came with me. Where you going? Who you trying to go? No, you can't take her. Call me the cop blocker. I don't care if you call me whatever you want to call me. And my family the same way. You not finna take her nowhere. I don't know you. We don't know you.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Period.
That's serious. So,
at all.
That's just, you know, you can't take, you know, things that are so precious and just, you know, being put in a bad situation or putting yourself in a bad situation, you know, it's just, you just never know. And that's why it's just always important to have, you know, that support of friends and people that you love and people that you care about that know where you are and that have your well-being at home. And I think I heard Lady J say friends. And then Patricia, when somebody said friends, because those are the people that you're supposed to know to have your back the most, your family and your friends, you know. And so you just, you can't, you know, you have to just be careful.
It was nice.
Yeah. I've taught my kids to call me when they've been drinking at night. If they don't call, they can always call me. I'll wake up out of my sleep to make sure that their drive home is okay.
Where you at?
Yep.
Period. I'm the designated. I'm the taxi. I'm the Uber.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, if Mercedes is in a whole nother state and she's been drinking, she'll call me. If she's not, if she's by herself, she'll call me. Mom, I just need to call you because I've been drinking and I need to get home. Okay. Well, I'll stay on the phone with you till you get home. What's happening right now? How far, how far are we going? You know what I'm saying? Like, there are a lot of safety measures. We've got to look out for our kids, especially our young ladies, because they've been taken advantage of. Not just to say the men can't get into nothing either, but we got to look out for our daughters. We got to look out for our daughters. If your daughter is, if it's not my daughter, it's somebody else's daughter, I need to look out for her.
That's right. That's right. You look
takes
out
a
for
village.
Takes a village.
Takes a village. And when I said that about friends, it's important because the people that you call friends, and that's why I said it the way I said it about Kanika Jenkins, because obviously, you know, looking at their story, those people want her friends. And that's a whole other safety measure right there, is be careful of the people that you are hanging around, because they could be hanging around you to set you up, and you thinking they're your friends. That can lead you into a whole world of danger. That girl lost her life with people she thought were her friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful who you connect with, who you hanging out with, because that can put you in danger just by being around the wrong people.
Yeah. And,
so you
and
got
I,
to know
and
your
I
crowd.
Like you feel, yeah, if you feel any sense of discomfort around your friends, then you need to switch friends. I don't care how long you've known them.
Thank you.
Check
your circle.
I don't care how long you've known. I had to rotate mine, so, you know.
Most definitely.
You learn.
I kick them to the curb. Cut them off.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Ain't no friends if you, put me in danger or making, like you said. And there were so many instances with all that video, all that media with that girl, that she was screaming out for help, you know, in that hotel room, and nobody was listening to her. Because, again, they weren't her friends.
At all. My friend came wander off somewhere, and I don't know where she at. Where you at? Because we chained to the hip. You going to the bathroom? We remember those days? You going to the bathroom?
Yes.
Come go with me. All right.
Yes.
My drink. Let's take our drinks with us, because we don't know. It might look weird, but we're going to take our drinks with us. We're going to cover our drinks up with a paper towel and take them with us.
I don't know. Growing up when you know, you were being taught those things and precautions, we took those things seriously, you know, and I'm not saying that this generation doesn't. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's so many instances where our guards are being let down, where they shouldn't be. And, you know, that's just all I'm saying, is that sometimes we just let our guard down, and it's something that happens, you know, and it doesn't matter whether you're 18 or 34 years old, you know, you can be snatched up.
Yeah.
There is no discrepancy in age when it comes to that.
But you know what's crazy is you would think that with all the cameras and the technology and the cell phones and things like that, that would be less of that, you know, people would be more aware, people would take things, you know, more seriously these days. But it seems like we didn't have that back in the day, and we took it a lot more seriously, because at the end of the day, everybody's not going to step forward and be like, yeah, I know what happened to her, because nine times out of ten, somebody they know, and they're trying to protect that person, you know.
Yeah.
So somebody knows what happens to that young lady. They just ain't stepping forward to say nothing right now, you know. But the truth is going to come to the light with it. You know, like with quite a few, I wouldn't want to be in those shoes. I wouldn't. I check on my kids probably more than I should. And some of these male folks think that, because if you can't understand that as a mom and as a human being, I'm going to make sure that my kids are okay. If I don't hear from my kids for a day or two, I'm like, hey, tap, tap, what's going on? You good? I'm just checking. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not one of those mothers that I'm gonna wait a week and I ain't heard from. Even if it's just a text message, I need to know that today you're good. You know, so we gotta do better. Young people, y'all gotta do better. Women, we gotta do better. Period. Fellas, we gotta do better. Protect our
each other
people. Period. Find, you know, there are ways for you to protect yourself. Get you some, you know. One of our listeners said there's a lot more fake people out there. That's true. That is true. That is true. People that are pretending. Either there's a lot more fake people, no thanks to social media and living our so-called best life online. Everyone feels entitled, like the world owes them something. He also said that this generation has no conscience when it comes to life.
At all.
It was a lot of things.
Wow.
This is good. I'm enjoying this, ladies. This is a very good topic.
Yes, and we got 10 minutes left, ladies.
I do agree that social media has played a huge role in, presenting something that is a lot fabricated. You know what I'm saying? There's so much.
Yes, it's a false narrative. It's a whole false story.
It's half truth. You know what I'm saying? It's like half truth. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Whether it's Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, it's all half truth. You know, and people present to you what they want you to see. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the life that they're living. You know. And so if you get caught up in that, I feel like it's just going to ultimately be destructive.
Absolutely, Ron Hamilton. Yes, I agree with you, Lucy. I think that because of that, so many people think that they are indestructible, that they cannot be touched. You can be touched just like, you know, that whole, that would never happen to me. Yeah, okay. You should be careful, even though you don't think it would ever happen to you. Just be careful anyway. Watch your back. Find ways to protect yourself. You know, if you got to get mace or, if you need to go to take some judo lessons or self-defense classes, you know, get you some, a gun, you know, whatever it is you feel you need to protect yourself. Do that, but don't take life for granted. And that's where part of it comes from, is because we take life for granted as though it could never happen to us. Not ever. Y'all seen some of those videos where, did anybody see that video where the guy was at the woman's door telling her that he wanted to rape her? She needed to open the door.
What?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yes, honey. This happened a few months ago. He walked up to her door, knocked on her door, right, and he said, I need the lady who just came. Look it up. When you get off here, look that up. That was spooky, very scary. He was at, you know, because they had the camera ring so they could see him. He's ringing. He knocked on her door, rang her doorbell. He said, I need the lady that just went in and locked the door because I need her to come out so that I can rape her. And the dad was, the man of the house was actually talking to him. He said, hey, get away. You know, basically tell him, like, what? Get away from my door. The guy wasn't home. He was looking at it from wherever he was, from his phone, from wherever he was at work or whatever. But the woman was home alone. She never opened the door, of course. But there's some strange dude at the door saying, open the door because I want to rape. I need to rape the lady that just went in this house.
This is broad daylight.
That's crazy.
Broad daylight. This ain't even at night. This is during the day. He's on the porch saying these things. So, again, you got to watch your surroundings at all times.
Do you the prospect of a rapist?
What'd you say, Lady Justice?
Does anybody remember the prospect serial rapist?
Yes. Yeah, what's his name? Terry Blair?
Yeah, so guess the one that got away? I'm the one that got away from him. Yes, ma'am.
See? Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
You might touch me, I'm going to touch you back.
I'm fighting, for real.
Fight for your life, right? I was 19 years old, and he walked up on me. That was in the 90s where all of the homeless people used to be downtown. Remember on the benches?
Yeah.
It was about 5 o'clock, so it was dark, and this man walked up on me, and he said, you want to F? And I said, excuse me? He said, you heard what I said. You want to F? And then the next thing I know, he's trying to put this scarf around my neck, and now we fighting on Grand. Because now, remember, I'm just coming from California from my mother being murdered by a serial killer.
Oh, man. Mm.
So my first thing was, oh, hell no, I'm 19. It's not my time yet. Come on, God, we got to do something. I'm about to fight this nigga.
I know
he
that's right.
Go.
I got away from him. They called the police. They made a report, and they was like, hey, we couldn't find him. And I was like, I was cool with that. So my boss ended up being the one to pick me up and take me to work. I used to catch the bus.
Mm-hmm.
They finally found Terry Blair. His picture came up on the TV. And as soon as I seen it, I started crying. And my husband said, what's wrong? He said, that's the same guy I fought. He was like, how do you know? You can't forget, y'all. That's some stuff
yeah,
you're not going to forget.
Something you'll never forget. You never forget something
so
like that.
I tell y'all, keep stuff on your person. I mean it.
Yeah.
There's always
going
to be singled out and by yourself.
A pencil could save your life.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't
pen,
panic.
A pencil.
Absolutely.
Any
don't
of that.
Panic.
Yeah.
Keep a
clear hey,
mind.
I was
going to
chime in real quick if my mic is still open. Ladies, I've just been back listening, and I've listened to the stories like you were talking about the young girl that was at the party and wound up dead in the freezer and everything. I don't think anybody ever found out who committed the crime. The story you're talking about, the woman, you know, and the guy banging on the door. But the sad part about it is that's just a small portion of the stories that we hear.
Right.
That's what's so sad. It's just a small percentage. There's so many stories out there we don't even know about.
Right.
So, again, I say this is a great topic to bring awareness because it's probably happening right now as you all speak.
Yeah, for sure.
So, again, enjoy the topic. Hopefully you ladies will be on a little more often than once a month, but, hey, at least once a month, that's good.
Yes.
All right. I got to get out of here. God bless you, ladies.
All right, God bless,
well.
Michael. Thank you.
You as well.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left, ladies.
I was just saying I definitely think this is a topic that we should come back to and just bring in the light on, you know, not only this, you know, this subject, but just the so many missing women that are just in my community, my area, you know, so many missing women that are not being headlined in the news, you know, and, you know, it's just, it's really sad if you really dig into it and if you really look into it, the amount of women that go missing that, then the amount of women that are, you know, that the news highlights that go missing, it's just, you know, it's really sad. It's really sad. And so I think this is a great way to bring light to these, you know, hard topics, but important topics.
Very much so. I agree. Yeah. That's one of the, I'm glad we were able to actually touch base on this topic. I think we definitely should have a part two of this topic.
Yes.
Because it's important that we definitely need to bring some more light to it, absolutely, and then show some tribute to, you know, in honor of some of those people their cases haven't been solved in certain situations like these. So, you know, I think it's unfortunate that we're dealing with that type of evil out there, but it's out there every day. We got 90 seconds left. So I want to thank you all for stopping in. I want to give some shout out to Nicholas Walker for chiming in, Ron Hamilton, and a few other people that chimed in on the show that are actually listening from online. They didn't call in, but they are listening from other platforms because, of course, I'm on IG. We are also on Spotify. You can find us on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Ladies, is there any last minute things that you'd like to say?
I love you, ladies. Thanks for having us again, Cotton.
I love you guys, too. See you all next month. Please join us, the ladies of TMGM. Let's talk TMGN. Let's talk about it. God before man, spirit before flesh, and love before hate.
All right.
Girl, I understand that your body needs attention, and I don't wanna take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't wanna make it hard, cause it's all way too simple.
Let's not be judgmental.